to the On Deck Podcast, presented by LineStar, your best MLB player props for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside my co-host Tyler Riemann, I'm Shannon Somerville. We've got some great props for you today. We've got a nice Mondo slate of games to choose from, and some really good series are kicking off this week, including an AL East battle. Who would have thought the Orioles and the Rays battling it out for first place in the AL East, which is pretty crazy. Tyler, we got some good props, right, this week? We've been doing pretty good so far this week. We are 10 of 13 on our props this week, so we're very profitable on the week.
Yeah, it's been a good week. Let's keep it rolling today, huh?
Well, let's keep it rolling. If you don't already have Underdog Fantasy or Prize Picks, make sure to download those apps and use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your first deposit match. Also, make sure to play in our Prop Bets contest. It's very easy. All you need to do is make sure you like this video, that you're subscribed to our channel, and you comment below. And one randomly selected commenter will win $50 if Tyler and I both hit our main props. Now, because it is Flex Friday, we're up in the contest dollars here. If we hit all four of our props, one randomly selected commenter will win $100, which has happened, I think, twice in the past couple of weeks. So We've been giving out a lot of money on this show.
We have.
So hopefully we can go for 4 for 4 today. It is Flex Friday on Prize Picks. It is also National Junk Food Day, Tyler. I don't know if you knew that, but I checked today, and it is, in fact, National Junk Food Day. So, you know, it's one of those days where you just don't have to feel guilty about, you know, bag of potato chips at lunch, some French fries, ice cream, whatever it is for you. Tyler, what's your favorite junk food or go-to snack?
I'm a fan of chips, I would have to say.
Yeah. Chips solid. Chips are solid option here for today. All right, so let's see if we can't get that money today in the prop market. Tyler, where are you headed for your first main prop of the day?
All right, my first prop of the day, we're going to go with Ranger Suarez higher than 3.5 Ks. It's -120 in sports books. He's been over in 80% of his starts this season, 19.2% combined K rate for today, and he's also been over in 5 of 6 away starts, so it doesn't bother me that he's away. I think he's in a great spot to go at least 4 Ks for today.
All right, I'm going to a hitter prop as always, and it's kind of painful for me to pick this one as a Yankees fan and seeing a former Yankee just doing so well with his new team, and that's Baltimore Orioles outfielder Aaron Hicks. We're taking Hicks higher than 0.5 bases. That is -137 in the sports book, so you're getting pretty good value on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Hicks has gone over this 9 of the last 10, and in fact has gotten a hit in pretty much every game in the month of July. He's hit this 65% of the time this season. This is a switch hitter with slightly worse as a lefty bat against righties. Today he's going up against Rays righty Zach Eflin, who's actually pretty good against lefty bats. What I do love, though, is the fact that Aaron Hicks is on absolute fire right now, 304 over the last 7 days. He's also batting in a good spot in the lineup, batting sixth, and he's been a completely different hitter since he went over to the Baltimore Orioles, which might be just a testament to just how bad the Yankees are at helping out their hitters in this situation. But he's also playing in an everyday kind of role with the Baltimore Orioles, so you're seeing a lot more production out of Hicks. I like this bet for over 0.5 bases. And should be a really competitive series, too. We've got the two best teams in the AL East. As much as it pains me to say it, this is going to be a good one this weekend. Are you excited for this one at all, Tyler?
It's going to be a fun series for sure. You know, I don't really care too much about the AL East, but it is a very good series. The Rays and the Orioles have been two of the better stories in baseball, so that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. In particular, the Orioles with all those young players has just been crushing it lately, and now they're buyers. They are buyers for the trade deadline, which is... Did not expect to see that happening. All right, Tyler, let's get back to props. Where are you headed for your bonus prop?
Well, I am going back to the Orioles, but we're going to be fading them a little bit. We're going Kyle Bradish lower than 17.5 outs. That's at -130. Look, he's been extremely good this year, especially as of late, but he's going against this Tampa Bay Rays offense that is very good. LineStar projection is for him to be at 16.2 outs. Consensus is 16.3, and then my model has them more like 15.5. So I think we're going to be going lower here on Kyle Bradish.
For my bonus prop bet, I am going to the Angels shortstop, Andrew Velasquez, higher than 0.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, and that is minus 135 in the sports books. I just love how low this line is, and he's got a chance for all three in a category of hits, runs, RBIs, and, you know, with guys like Ohtani in the lineup, all he's got to do really is get on base in this one, especially since he's got an advantageous matchup for today. Velasquez has hit this 8 of the last 10, 75% of the time this season when he plays. And going up against Pittsburgh's Johan Oviedo, who's a great pitcher, but that Pittsburgh bullpen, yeah, they're bottom third. The Angels are heavy favorites in this one. All he's got to do really is get on base and let the Angels do the rest, other Angels hitters do the rest of the work there. So love that line when I saw it at just 0.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. All right, you can tail us on the Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks apps. Good luck in all of your Flex Friday tickets for today. Hope you guys can fill up with some of those ones right here. If you don't already have those apps, make sure to download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. Make sure to check that out. Also, check out the LINESTAR app is where our Props AI tool has been helping us out all season long. Again, we are, what is the total of 10 of 13 this week? We've been crushing it lately, so doing good in the props department. Hopefully we can continue it. And if you haven't already, make sure to go ahead and like this video, subscribe to our channel, comment below. A comment enters you into our prop bets contest where one randomly selected commenter will win $50 if we hit two of our four props and $100 if we hit all four of them. So all you got to do is comment below. Let us know where you're headed today in the slate. Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a home run today on this Friday?
I am going to go with Christian Walker. He has 20 home runs on the season. Lively has given up 1.8 home runs per nine. And Walker, over the last 20 games versus righties, has an ISO of 355. He's hitting the ball hard, and I expect him to hit one hard today.
For my home run call, I'm going to Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts. 27 home runs on the year for him. That is fourth in Major League Baseball. He's got a 439 ISO. That is the highest ISO of all the players on the slate for today, and that's against lefties. Now, MLB average for that set, remember, is around 140s, so 439 is just insane. Okay, going up against Texas lefty Andrew Heaney, who's giving up worse splits to righty bats. Mookie Betts, a righty bat that's going to get it done for us with a homer tonight. I love Mookie Betts' spot here for tonight, and I also took him for a over on his hitter's fantasy score on Prize Picks, so that might be worth considering. As I said yesterday on the show, a lot of people have been saying that they are using our home run calls and maybe trying to find an over on the bases props or hits. So something to consider there. Make sure to check out LineStarApp.com for more analytics and statistics to help you elevate your game in daily fantasy and in the prop market. That Props AI tool has been awesome this season. National Junk Food Day. Let's go crush it and then celebrate with some ice cream or something. Great, Tyler?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll see you guys on Monday. Good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors for today. We'll see you then.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.